The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A little boy is sent to bed by his mother. 5 minutes later, "Mom, I am thirsty. Can you bring me a glass of water?" "No, you had your chance." Lights out. 5 minutes later, "Mom, I am thirsty. Can I have a glass of water?" "I told you no. If you ask again, I will have to spank you." 5 minutes later, "Mom, when you come to spank me, can you please bring me a glass of water?" Happy Mother's Day to all moms. I just pray, Heavenly Father, bless all those you have entrusted with motherhood. Inspire them to follow the example of Mary, the mother of our Lord, and follow her in her fidelity, humility, and selfless love. May all mothers receive your grace abundantly in this life, and may they look forward to eternal joy in your presence in heaven. Amen. In all three liturgical cycles, the fourth Sunday of Easter presents a passage from John's Gospel about Good Shepherd. Jesus identifies himself as the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. Jesus is presented as this shepherd, a caring, listening, sensitive, and self-sacrificing leader who is vigilant and mindful of the sheep in his care. Each of us entrusted with the care of others is a shepherd. Hence, pastors, parents, teachers, doctors, nurses, government officials are all shepherds. We become good shepherds by loving those entrusted to us, praying for them from physical and spiritual dangers. Parents must be especially careful of their duties, thus giving their children good example through the way they live their Christian lives as husband and wife and as parents. The Good Shepherd does four things. First of all, he lays down his life for the sheep. Secondly, he knows his own and his own know him. Third, he has other sheep to bring into the fold. And fourth, he works for unity because the goal is one flock and one shepherd. In our reflection on this Sunday, we are going to consider the two words Jesus uses to address the sheep of his flock. He hears me and he follows me. So hearing the voice of the master or the leader is a sign of loyalty. Our dogs, our cats hear us more than any other person, no matter their disposition. They can be silent to the voice of an outsider. But the moment they hear the voice of their owner, they jump up. They are thrilled. The problem with us is that we pay attention to these other voices other than the voice of God. We can listen and believe the weather forecaster, the astronomer, the medical doctor, and the economist. But when God speaks, we take it for granted. So second thing demanded of the sheep in the gospel reading today, namely following the Lord. The sheep does not only hear its shepherd, but follows him and his instructions. So hearing God is one thing, but following him is another. We can hear God without following his words. The problem with us today is that on Sunday, so many of us come for Mass to hear the word, to hear the voice of God. But when the Mass is over, we go home and follow our own conscience, opinions, and ways of life with the expression, "I have my own life to live the way I want it." And therefore, today's liturgy challenges us to be listening sheep. And Jesus emphasized the qualities of his sheep when he said, "My sheep hear my voice and they follow me." Today the Lord tells us, "I am your shepherd. All you need to do is to trust me. Listen to my voice and follow me." A young boy at a parochial school was given a month to memorize Psalm 23. He was to recite it at school assembly with the pastor and all the parents attending. And when the big night came, he stood up and began, "The Lord is my shepherd." And then his mind went blank. The people waited while he struggled to remember the next line. Finally, he started again, "The Lord is my shepherd." He paused and then he said, That is all I need to know. First, there was a silence, and then everyone applauded because the child was right. "The Lord is our shepherd, and that's all we need to know." Yes, the Lord is our shepherd. That's all we need to know. Let's put our trust in our good shepherd. Amen.